It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everyone, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than taking your phone out during a Pete Davidson comedy show. Don't do that, kid.
Oops.
Number to call in, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You could join the chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com, clicking live broadcast. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by the vivacious Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, vivacious Pip Helix.
Thank you.
And Joe Curry will be here later bringing mirth and merriment.
Whee!
Or something, whatever he brings.
Is that the noise?
Yeah, that's what he brings. On the show, comics in the news, as Sebastian Maniscalco angers viewers of MTV's VMAs. Yeah, there's a lot of backlash for that. We'll tell you what happened there. And we'll tell you who he is if you don't know who he is. And Pete Davidson got angry at a bunch of college kids during a performance. We'll tell you how that went down. Nazi news as a U.S. Army recruiting office quotes the Auschwitz concentration camp.
Good God.
We'll do some scam busters. The FBI had a big raid, took down a big scam ring, which we'll tell you about. I haven't given you news like that in a while, so I'll be happy to do that. And it's coming back, kids. A little scamming scammers.
Whee!
Bringing it back. Pip's stories.
Yes.
Are you excited, Pip?
Yes, I can't wait.
Do you know what I'm bringing back? Do you know who it is? Is it new? Is it old? What is it, Pip?
I'm not sure.
But you just can't wait.
I can't wait.
Gave you a little taste last week. Who knows what's going to be this week?
I know. Well, you know, I tried to do some myself.
Oh?
And they wouldn't answer me.
Where did they find you?
It slipped through the spam filters.
On
into
email.
My email.
Oh, yeah.
Not as good.
You don't get messaged on Instagram?
No.
Oh, I am a magnet on Instagram.
Oh, wait. I had some buxom blonde try to hit me up, but I was like, yeah, that's not how so I
play,
work.
Play the lesbian role, baby.
We
haven't done that. That would be fantastic.
Oh, well.
Because they might even be squeamish about the gay thing.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
Yeah. So I would play it like you're looking at a beautiful woman. Well, I've never done this before.
I don't know.
Such a shy flower.
She doesn't know me.
That could be interesting.
Okay. If that happens again, I mean, I already banished that person once they came. But all right. If that comes up again, that could happen.
I get them on Facebook, not as much as I used to. I got a Twitter one from a while ago, which I haven't brought to the show, which I will.
Oh, cool.
That was from a while ago. I am filthy with them on Instagram. You know,
Wait, say that again.
Yeah, I'm filthy with them on Instagram. I will say this, and we probably won't talk about this for another 5 years. I am talking to one that I find intriguing.
Now, on the scale from Flory to Belinda,
Much closer to the Belinda.
Oh, good.
Very, very intrigued. Actually enjoy talking to this one. This one's playing a different game, I think.
Oh, very interesting.
So to the point where I'm like, huh, well, am I the dick here or are they the dick here? How is this going to play out?
We talked about that at some point during Belinda.
Yes, we did.
We started worrying like, oh, shit.
As it turns out, they were the dicks.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, but we did have a moment like, oh, no. Are we doing a terrible thing? And this is like a kind of innocent person, or
well, I don't feel that badly because already some lies have been exposed.
Oh, yeah, then fuck them.
Some lies have been exposed, but there are other interesting things. Again, you know, she just messaged me now as we were going on the air.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we won't hear about. First of all, I got to see how the fuck this is going to play out.
Oh, sure.
But like, if we were doing it live, like we used to at one point, there would be a lot of questions I would have. this one's curious.
Interesting.
Yeah, which I must admit now, I don't have the patience for like the ones like Mary, like I read last night.
Yeah.
I feel at this point if you're gonna bring the game to me, bring some game.
You better bring it.
Yeah, like if you just know, I feel like I can almost dismiss them quickly because they're so bad at this, no one will fall for it.
Yeah, and really, so it's like okay, if you fall for this, it's really quite bad. But so, the more devious ones, those are the better ones to, like, string along and
yes,
take their time up because yes, somebody could be taken in by this stuff.
And then, of course, there comes the flattery that comes with it. And you wonder, well, are they buttering me up or do they really think this?
Oh, you please.
I am very charming online.
I know, but, you know, you get taken in by their flattery.
I most certainly do.
You do.
Although I did not get taken in by Mary's flattering.
No, because look, when somebody is obviously just like a prone to flattery, like vacant flattery, you're not going to listen to them. You're going to be like, oh, look, they go up to everybody and say things. But, you know, if you can feel like this tone of sincerity, it's tempting to believe.
We thought Belinda was sincere at times.
Sure.
See?
And I think she was.
All right, see? So I'm not crazy.
She was. No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that beware.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not going to get suckered in.
All right.
I mean, I'm not going to Ghana yet.
I saw that piggy bag.
I got a bat mitzvah to pay for. Slow down. We can't throw all that Ghanaian money around just yet.
You painting Ghanaian dollars or Ghanaian whatever?
I make it. What is it? CDs. I think it's CDs.
CDs. So do caterers take CDs here?
Yeah, I believe so.
Go.
They'll be serving fufu.
Actually,
do you remember fufu?
What was
that? Was
fufu?
That was the dish she was making.
She was making fufu.
Fufu and
for
fish.
For her grandma with the runny eyes.
Yes. Dear Belinda.
Dear
our
Belinda.
Our favorite.
I know. And you never did get the socks she was making you.
Or did I?
Or did you?
No, I don't know.
Pull up those pant legs.
But what I'm saying is, or pull down the. Anyway. What I'm saying is, this one who I am talking to, I can't even. Kara, here's another interesting thing about her. She didn't go with the two first names like they always do. Like, a lot of times, if you look at the scammers, they have, like,
yeah,
two first names.
Like serial killers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one actually has, like, a last name.
Huh.
Yeah.
Really?
So, many years from now, we'll get to this.
Yeah.
I mean, we could literally just do whole shows of scamming scammers.
I
have them in the, ready to go. But this one's ongoing, and I will say this one makes me feel anew with Belinda again.
You look all refreshed.
I feel refreshed.
You know, like,
I feel like
you spritzed on some Evian or something.
Yeah, like Mary drains me. Mary was the one from last week with the Claverland and yes. Seymour, my orchid son.
Yes.
I mean, that, even though we can make ridiculous things, there's a part of me go, God, why am I, you don't deserve me.
Yeah, I'm wasting time on somebody that, you know, step up your game and come back.
And I have told scammers to raise their games.
I know.
I believe I've told Belinda to raise her game at times.
I know.
I feel at this point, if you're going to hit engage on me, bring your game. Let's get this going.
I don't know if they know what razor game means, but it's hilarious when you talk to them in, you know, idioms that they might not understand.
That's not my problem. That's another one with this one. Pretty smart, which I like. Mm. Which I like in real people, too.
Yeah. No, why am I here?
You're smart. That's why you're here. You're smart.
Thank you. I like to read about people who do scamming the scammers. I have a really ridiculous love of how they butcher English. Yeah. I'm, you know, like, I like...
Well, that's why you work with Joe and I. It's your love of the butchering of your language.
No. I mean, I'm truly tickled by how Anne butchers English. And I mean, I know that that's probably wrong of me because I know it's
her
second
language.
Well, she
says some funny things.
But she uses the funniest phrases. Yes. And the way she... Yes. She's got quite a way of messing things up. It's good. It's not just, you know, not using the right... plural or singular, although that's enjoyable too, because I love it when somebody's an assholes. But I mean, there's just something about when people mess it up, and it ends up being something hilarious.
So we will have a Scamming Scammers. Will it be my new girl? Will it be Mary? Will it be a different new girl? What will it be?
I don't know.
You will have to tune in. So I don't want to spend as much time on the stories and this other stuff today. We do have to wait for Joe. So we will do some of this chatty chat that we do.
Yeah.
Is there anything you would like to share with the group?
That,
would you like me to share first?
No, I just wanted to tell you something that was kind of funny.
This is not the place for that.
In my new day job, day program, I should say. Everybody leaves their office doors open to the hallway.
Well, because the people you're catering to are not going to walk in.
there's actually a lot of traffic in the hallways.
Really?
Yes. And today I found out that the cleaning people come and clean in the middle of the day.
Huh.
So you're on a phone call and all of a sudden, here comes the vacuum.
Oh, that's no good.
I'm like, oh my God. But I was trying to do something and I was like, yeah, I have to wait until they're done with this here. The middle of the day. But anyway, so in the morning, there's an older fellow who's part-time that is in the office across the way from us. And he's very pleasant. Not apparently, I know this as a fact. My doppelganger works in the same place.
There's someone who looks like you?
Yes.
Do they dress like you?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. She just has brown hair instead of red.
Well. Well.
What do you mean? Yeah. Well.
Yours isn't really red anymore.
This is when I first put in the dye, it's red. In this light, it's not great.
No, but I mean, it's dyed. It's not, your hair isn't red.
Yeah,
anymore.
No, my hair's white, but I'm talking about what the world perceives.
She's
not
your
what's
age,
really
too?
Happening. She's like a couple years younger than me.
Well, you look young though.
Thank you.
You're
yeah, so, well, no, I have a baby face, but because people keep calling me by her name. It's so weird.
So why don't we have a picture of this? Why have I not been presented with this?
I can't take a picture of the woman. Hey, I want to show my friends how much you look like me.
Yeah.
Maybe I will do that.
Well, of course. Because she's fucking thinking the same thing.
I know, cuz she, like, I was sitting in the kitchen cuz we have very short breaks. So you basically go down to the kitchen, nuke what you have, wolf it down, and then go back to your desk.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I was spoiled with an hour for lunch, and now we have half an hour.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, it is a big difference.
Can't really go out.
No, can't go anyplace. There's no time.
That sucks.
Yeah. So I was sitting there with my coworker, and the woman who looks just like me peeped her head around the corner and goes, "Hi, you guys having lunch?" And I turned around, and I was like, "Oh, that's the one." Because she does look like me.
Really? That was the first impression you wanted
to make?
Yeah,
I was like, oh, that's why.
Huh.
That's why.
Huh.
Yeah. And still...
Now what has to happen is you have to see if Mr. Helix will fall for it.
Oh, no. No. No, not that much.
Oh.
But enough that people keep calling me by her name. I think it's hilarious. And the poor old man across the hall from me, every day I greet him because he's there early and I've been getting there, you know, a couple minutes before we start so I can... settle myself down.
That's unlike you.
I know. And so I always pop in and say hello to him, and he cannot remember my name.
You should wear a name tag.
I do.
Do you?
We wear ID tags, but it's too small for him to see from his desk, so I see him, like, go. Now he just says hello. He doesn't even try.
Well, good for him. You got to know when to tap out. Good
know,
for him.
I know.
Good for him.
Well, speaking of tapping, my coworker and I, we share a giant desk area. There's like my desk is attached to her kind of desk.
Ugh, I used to have an office like that.
Yeah, I mean, I
need my space.
I got used to it, you know.
I don't want to be anybody close to that, anybody all day like that.
She's very nice. So
it doesn't fucking
okay.
matter.
Yeah, no, it's
how am
fine.
I gonna how am I gonna look at inappropriate websites if you're right there?
Well, I
thank
can't.
God for phones.
My my screen faces the hall, so everyone I can see what I'm doing.
Oh,
I know.
How do people live like this?
I know. I'm pretty much a veal.
Well. And then you're living your best life.
I am. I don't have to go anyplace because there's no place to go. I don't have time. So, but we were sitting there one day, my coworker and I, and we're hearing pop, 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 pop. We're like, I'm hearing it, and I think, oh, it's just one of the sounds in here. But then she goes, what is that? And I'm like, oh, I don't know, but I've been hearing it too. So we're like, can't tell what it is. Well, then I happen to walk past the older guy's office, and it's him hunting and pecking on, I guess, the little pad that he's got, electronic pad.
What does he do, this guy?
Well, he, I can't really say, but he's kind of a consultant, and he's part-time, but he sits there, and
why
he's
isn't
like,
this guy retired?
Yeah, I don't know. He's got.
Is he there for the cafeteria?
He has an area of expertise, so he's. So they keep him on.
Yeah, everybody with their areas of expertise, but it turns out they don't know fucking. Oh, I gave somebody the what for. Anyway, we'll get that.
Oh, well, anyway, so it's him with his hunting and pecking. Pop, 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 pop. And I know that a lot of people's phones and things make little tick, tick, tick noises when they have that sound turned on to make a noise every time you think. His is excruciatingly loud.
Because you can't hear.
Well, yeah, we can hear it across the hall.
So close your door.
Pop, 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 pop.
Close your door.
It's not the culture of the place. Everybody leaves their door open.
What is with these people?
I know. Not only that, but they make announcements on the phone. Through the phone, like intercom announcements when they're searching for somebody in the building, and it like blows you out of your chair.
Well, probably because everybody's so hard of hearing. You're probably like one of the young ones there.
God help us all.
Because nobody like with life in their blood and, you know, optimism in their eyes is going to work where you work.
No, there's.
Everybody needs to start a job somewhere.
It's mostly middle-aged people because they've been there for a while.
Yeah,
but there are.
Nobody leaves that
my
place.
My coworker's young.
Really?
Yeah. She's a whippersnapper.
How long is she going to stay with this?
I have no idea.
I mean, come on.
I don't think she's a lifer.
No.
She's doing this for a little bit.
No. It's you know, listen, you got to pay some bills. I get it, but.
Yeah.
You know.
No, she's.
I mean, you said she's attractive.
Yeah, she
yeah,
is.
Yeah, she could do better.
Yeah, I mean, I don't imagine that she's.
I just watched The Loudest Voice, which was about the Fox News culture and everything. Oh. She should go there. She could be a correspondent.
No, because she's nice and smart and.
Those women are smart, some of them.
Yeah, but she does not have a penchant for evil, so I don't think she'd fit in.
How does she feel about blowjobs? At least that's what was going on during the Roger Ailes era.
Yeah, you know what? We haven't gotten there. Do you want to hear a really...
About her giving a blowjob? Absolutely.
Well, she got on her knees.
Oh, wow. The old guy went, pop, 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 pop.
Oh, and there was tick, 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 tick. All of a sudden, tick, 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 tick. And we're like...
He's backspacing.
He's backspacing.
He's backspacing. That's what that is.
When he did that, we both, without talking, we both started laughing because we knew what he was doing.
God. You know, but you know what? It's still early. You're going to find this thoroughly irritating soon enough.
I'm sure I will.
He will die. You will kill him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to be the one doing it.
Yeah. You are.
No.
You're not intentionally. You'll probably contract some type of thing and, like, cough on him or something.
No, I start being able to tune things out once I know what they are.
Yeah, right.
And they're
that's
not
how
alarming.
This show works.
Yeah. What?
I know. Joe's been here for 20 minutes.
Sorry. Hush. No, kidding. There was a segue to something.
Blowjobs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Always jogs the memory.
Yeah, no. No, that was what we were just about to talk about, but there was something else I was going to say.
Your
and
young
I don't
friend,
remember.
Your coworker.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was about her. I'll get into the blowjob conversation some night when we go out for drinks.
Oh, going out for drinks with her.
Well, we said, you know, because we can't really talk because it's just like...
enough time.
We're both so new and we're getting so much information thrown at us that our heads are exploding. So we're like trying to nail down the skills that we've already learned and there's so much more to do.
So she's got a fake ID?
She's not that young.
She 25?
I would say probably around that.
All right.
Something like
it's
that.
It's all in front of her.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll give her the reality.
Yeah, I'll tune her in.
You'll let her know that she winds up in a basement doing a fucking internet radio show. You'll let her know.
You have no idea. Yeah.
Pippa's just started bringing her friends around, so you guys might hear her one day on the radio.
Well, you know what, though? I've only been open to people that I no longer work with them or in their industry, but these people, no, it's shut down, shut down. They know nothing of the Helix.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, you know what? Same culture.
Ugh.
Oh, no, I got told something during orientation and during our first meeting with my supervisor that it's like, they expect us to be like ambassadors to the
why? Who
the community?
Who are the clients going to tell?
Well, here's the thing.
The boss man?
No, you know what? No, they have an expectation of.
But you're in the back row. You're in the back office.
You know what?
You know what? Listen, I don't know what you're making, but I know you're not getting paid what you're worth. You know what? Fucking throw some money at me, throw some Benjamins at me, and then worry about what I fucking do. Until go fuck yourself. You're not paying for an angel. You're paying for somebody who's badly damaged. That's what you're paying for.
Yes.
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 And they're getting somebody who's competent, but not always going to be there when you need her to be. Somebody who's a little off kilter, but she's got a good heart underneath all that muck and grossness. That's what you're paying for. That's what you got.
Oh my God, can you write the cover letter next time I change jobs?
I'm a little disappointed I wasn't used as a reference, to be honest.
You know what? I'm not so sure that you won't be called.
I hope I am. No, but I mean, you know, listen, when you're paying, forget about what they're paying.
Yeah.
Let's just lay it out there. When the president is who the president is, fucking stop everybody else, okay?
I know. It's like, really, you're worried about that, but
when you got to put your hands over the kids' ears because the president's talking.
Yeah. Well, you know, we do have some things that we would have to do that we would be in the larger community. So I think that they're like, yeah, behave yourself. Don't be an animal. So
whatever. Please, it would improve the reputation of your line of work. It would. Ah, somebody lively and spry. All right.
You're making it sound like I work in a whorehouse.
No. That'd be wonderful. You'd be fine, madam.
No, because you know what? Those lazy bitches got to earn, and I would not be able to, like, snap the...
You don't think you can motivate them?
No.
Oh, that's disappointing. I could motivate.
I'm sure you could.
I could be the next Dennis Hoff.
Yeah, you have a strong pimp hand.
I do.
I know, but my
not for myself, but
no, my pimp hand is very wishy washy.
I feel like the pimp hand I have now would have been better served when I was younger. I blossomed too late.
Oh yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that you could have used those skills.
Yeah, actually, I really don't have skills. Anything else?
No. Unless it pops into my head and I scream, "Oh wait!"
So I got the daughter's bat mitzvah coming up this week.
Oh boy.
So she's going to be reading from the Torah. So last week, that's the Bible with the scrolls.
Yeah, no, I know what it is. I remember your
my first act?
Yeah, you used to do a bit about your bar mitzvah.
I did?
Baruch Adonai.
That was about learning how to drive with my mother.
Yeah, but you said that you learned that from reading the Torah at your bar mitzvah.
No, I never said that.
Maybe not in your act, but you said that.
No, I knew how to pray before that.
You did?
I just chose not to.
Oh, okay. I chose not to.
Yeah. Right. So, but Bob, I know you know, but not everybody who listens to the show
knows. That's true. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're doing. There's people listening.
There are non-Jews listening?
Hopefully, yes.
All right, good.
Yes, there are people listening to this. So.
I thought this was a show about three New York Jews. That's what we were told once.
It should be. That's
Joe was the most startled.
So we went to the service early morning. Early morning. So my daughter could see what it will be like. Because her bat mitzvah is not on the Sabbath. It's on a Sunday. So it's a different service than the Sabbath service. So if anybody's listened to this show, they know that my skin crawls whenever I am in a place of worship.
I'm right with you, brother.
I don't like it.
Nope.
I don't feel good about it.
Nope.
I try not to cast aspersions on the people around me that obviously like it very much.
Mm.
There's nothing about it I like. It doesn't fit me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I try to be pleasant-ish.
Sure.
I mean, I don't... But anyway, so I
You're not, like, walking around being, like, saying... disruptive or really disparaging things.
No, I am quite the opposite.
Yeah, you shut up.
I do. I am like a potato bug. I try to curl up in a ball and hope nobody notices me. That is my approach.
Okay.
Doesn't work, but that is my approach. You know, like how on stage I'm like, everybody look at me?
Yeah.
In a religious place, I'm like, look away, I'm hideous. Yeah. Please look away. Avert your eyes.
Isn't there an element of averting your eyes anyway? Oh, no.
It's not Raiders of the Lost Ark. We're not opening the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh, I was thinking Medusa. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, no.
I get my mythology and actual religion so, fixed up.
As we were talking about before the show, I might have another one of these places where I might have to go. Right.
Yes.
So I'm like, you know what? I just want to. So I walk in with the wife and the kid. Walk in. I don't want to be noticed. All of a sudden, a buzz. A fucking buzz. They start whispering. The men. It's only men there.
For real?
For men. For real.
Okay, why?
New fucking meat.
Oh, you're kidding.
Every fucking time. It's like being the new girl in the whorehouse.
Wow.
Yeah, every fucking time.
But what do they want from you?
Essence. No, remember the last time I had one of these stories many years ago with the racist rabbi and I got called in there?
Yeah.
And I had to lift the Torah. It was called an aliyah, which is a... It's a fucking thing. It's a nice thing that they do. What's an honor?
Oh,
God damn! Alzheimer's is creeping in.
I know.
No, really, it scares the fuck out of me. But then I won't remember any of this. But like, so you hold the Torah, you lift the Torah. Remember, I almost put it through the ceiling.
Yes.
I think that's funny. It's the word of the Lord.
Like the stock of Pete Townsend's guitar. First time he stuck it up in the air and oops.
Yeah.
Like, was right through a drop
ceiling. And the ceiling was like this, you know, with the tiles and everything. Oh, fuck. And the thing is, if you drop the Torah, like, you got to fast for like 70 days or something. So
what?
Yeah, it's crazy. They frown upon that. But that was that. I've talked about that. Wow. All right. So there's a buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz. Ugh. I'm sitting as far away as I can sit.
Look at the new girl.
So when it's not the Sabbath, the men wear something on their opposite hand called the tefillin.
Okay.
It's basically leather straps.
Oh. Wait, now you have my attention.
I know. So it's like a cube on your bicep. You put the cube on your bicep. There's like a little lasso type thing. You tighten it.
Yeah.
Then you wrap it around your arm.
Ooh.
Then you put a different one on your head, and you have like a little unicorn cube.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like another cube on your head.
Okay.
And then you have, then you finish wrapping the one on your arm around your hand. Now, keep in mind, I have not done any of this stuff since probably when I was 13, and my dad was helping me deliver the newspapers. And in order for him to help me deliver the newspapers on Sunday morning, I had to go to Sunday morning services.
Oh, wow, that's blackmail.
Yeah. So thank goodness for YouTube, I watched some videos.
To figure out how to do it.
Right, so I got to do this. I'm wrapping myself. It's kind of cool. It's like leather and bondage-y, but it's not because God's involved. Takes all the sexy out of it.
50 Shades of Jewish.
Yeah, so I'm putting this all this stuff on. I got this on. You know, they give you the prayer book. They tell you what page, which is very nice. They don't have to tell you what page they're on. And is my want, I space out.
Right.
You know, the praying, it's not for me. Mm. You know what? If God is really all-knowing, then he fucking knows. There's no reason to repeat. Then he's a little needy, and I don't like that.
You don't like the needy God.
I don't like needy God.
You like the giver God.
I don't even need to give. I don't need to give. You know, me and my relationship with God is you do you, I do me.
Leave me alone.
Thank you. Yeah. You created me. Supposedly.
We're done.
Exactly. In your image, you're sexy.
Nice.
Poor God, his Alzheimer's forgot about me, too.
Who's that?
Exactly. Probably. Probably looks at me. Who the fuck is that?
Well, he was whispering while the other guys were.
It's been 30 years since he said my name. What's he want?
Who is that?
Exactly.
No payas. What's going on?
No payas. So, you know, my relationship with God is, you know, you do you, I do me. Maybe you don't believe in me. Maybe I don't believe in you. We'll figure it out one day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever. Here we are.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in the back. Guy comes up to me. We'd like to give you an aliyah. An aliyah is an honor.
Yes.
Where they call you up to the Torah.
Not again.
That's what I'm like.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I don't want it. I said, I don't want it.
Has my reputation with this thing not preceded
well,
me?
Well, no, the Haftorah is a specific one where you lift the Torah.
Okay.
The Aliyah, you just, this Aliyah, you just get called up. You look at where they're reading. The prayer, they show you, they point, you take your prayer shawl.
Mm-hmm.
You touch it, you kiss, you read, you read a prayer, people respond, you read a prayer, yada, yada, yada. Okay. They have it in Hebrew, and they have it phonetically.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. I don't want it.
No.
I would really like to give it to you. And I blurt out, I go, and this is why I don't come.
Yeah, because they always make you do stuff.
Yes. Yes. Now, I know I got to do this shit on Sunday at the bat mitzvah.
Yeah.
Again.
Are you practicing for the reading?
Nah.
No?
I read it on... I got called up.
Yeah.
I read it very well.
Good
I
boy.
Did it, yeah. I think I even had like some type of Brooklyn-y accent with it as I
Were you getting thumbs up?
The wife and daughter were completely impressed.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
I didn't know he could read Hebrew. I used to be able to read Hebrew.
I know. I saw you in action. You were reading the back of the box in that horror museum that we went to in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I went, look at that. I was startled, actually.
Well, that's because you saw God visit me in there. You go,
there was something shiny.
Knock it off. We don't buy it here.
No, I think it was my phone.
So I did it. I just feel like leading up to it. I forgot to tell you. Leading up to I actually felt a cold sweat on my arms.
Did you? Because you were that. You had flop sweat.
I had flop sweat. It's amazing how somebody who talks for a living so much doesn't want to do this.
You know, though, there's differences. There are, you know, it's like I'm not afraid of public speaking and I do. There's certain things I'm like, I do not want to go up and have to deal with this. I used to do readings in church. I was quite the church lady. And I
Well, isn't that special?
And I
perhaps Satan. I'm dating myself. Classic fucking Saturday Night Live.
I love that. The church lady. Yeah, I was quite a church lady. And how times have changed.
Yes.
But I would get up there and I would know what the reading was, and I would walk around to like the church or your church ladies and go, how do you say that? Because I was terrified that I'd get up there and say something so non-biblically, and they're all going to look at me with that smirk on the face. Because there is judgment.
Yeah, you know, I'm not even really worried about the judgment. I don't know what my deal is. Maybe I'm worried about it. I just don't want to be involved.
Oh, I know.
I just want nothing to do with it. Like my whole feel. And then, you know, we meet with the rabbi later on to discuss my daughter's speech. And he's like, you look really good there with the tefillin and the tzitzit. I go, yeah, don't get used to it. I said, many have tried. It ain't happening.
Better men than you have tried.
It's like, it's like the new girl. Wow, she gave a good hand job. Maybe she'll do anal. No.
No. How'd you make that
Listen,
life?
It was late. I was tired. I wanted to go to sleep. I jerked you off. It's not happening again.
I showed up. That doesn't mean I'm working the pole. Okay?
Yeah, it's like, come on. I just want to give drinks to the drunks. I don't want to work the pole.
Yeah.
I know it's better money. I'm not interested.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, no, I know.
Just don't want this.
I started bringing, after my dad died, my dad started going to church again before he died.
What is that with people? Like, you're going to make up for lost time?
Yes.
Like, God doesn't know? God knows you're there for the worst reasons. You're there to kiss ass.
No,
it's like when a chick has ignored me her whole fucking life, and then she finds out I won the lottery. Now I'm handsome. Nay, nay. I was handsome before. You did not realize it. You do not get this. God is the same way. God don't want any of that like, fake adulation. He knows where your heart is.
Oh, no. There's a clause. You can be an asshole your whole life as long as you repent at the last minute and go, I believe in you. You're going up.
That's some bullshit.
No,
that's
right.
The scammers go with this. If the scammers believe it, I don't believe it.
No, they're going. That's, well, I'm not saying I fall for this, but I'm saying that that's the out clause. So
that's some lazy shit right there.
It
then
is.
Then you could be a douche your whole life.
Right.
Which I choose
you?
To be.
Why wouldn't you?
But you know what? Here's why I'm a better person. Here's how you know I respect God. I'm not going to try to fool him at the end and go, listen, we both know I've been a douche. I mean, you're going to judge me for what? Now I say I believe? We know it's ulterior motives. I'm not being true. That's even being a bigger douche than I could have been. Me being a true douche was showing you the utmost respect of the Lord and Savior. I have enough respect for God, whether he exists or not, that I am not going to try to fool him. He knows what this is.
He's doing a circle around his face.
Yeah.
You know what?
I don't have a halo circle around my head.
No.
Get one around my throat.
Could happen. I don't know with Anne Briggs. The thing is, I don't think that it makes, well, this is one of the many, many problems I had. I would read these things and go, get out of here.
So never a good response in church or temple or mosque.
No.
Get the fuck out. He did what now?
Get the fuck. Because I'm like, wait a minute. It just burned my ass. I'm like, wait, so I could be a douche my whole life. At the last minute, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I believe in you. You're the holiest of holies.
So what happens if you're a good person your whole life, but then you're really bitter that you're dying at, say, like a young age, and you go, ah, fuck you, God.
You fucked it up.
Really?
Yeah, you're done.
Then I got to tell you, I feel like our president, President Trump, and God are very similar, because the rumor about President Trump is he always listens to the last one in the room. Like if you're having the conversation like about guns, he's been all over the place on guns, mm-hmm. for instance. You know what? He's with the Parkland survivors. He's going to do something. He gets off the phone with Juan LaPierre from NRA. He's not going to do anything.
Right.
It's the last one. I feel like God's the same way, and I can't respect that in a God.
No. I feel
I'm better than God. How do you like that?
You know what? God, be true to your school.
Yes.
You know.
You know what? Maybe heaven isn't worthy of me. How about that?
You have higher standards.
I may have higher standards. I may expect more from people.
I can see you walking around in heaven, bossing people around. Go, that's no. The choir is a little off key.
A little pitchy.
Little pitchy. Wait, you little cherub. You're pitchy as hell. Oh,
I'm not.
What I said.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
No, I know. You'd be like, you know what? Look, say Peter. Look,
I don't even believe in him.
Push aside.
Saint who? Not in my book, mister.
Well, speaking of books, he's got the book. Are you coming in here or aren't you? And you would find a different way to figure that stuff out. You'd be like, I'm going to be the doorman. Step aside, Peter. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, well, the qualification was the last 30 seconds they said. You know what I did after I said all good things about God? I shit myself. Is that really not
a problem?
You know, listen, if it's heaven, people don't smell like shit. I don't want shitty people in line.
Yeah, you know what? People shit every day. It's not a
you know what?
Besmirching God.
The line to get into heaven should not smell worse than the line for the roller coaster on Six Flags.
No, it should not. I thought that was the line getting off of the roller coaster.
That's who.
Yeah.
That's when you get a bunch of people like me on the roller coaster.
Yeah.
Bunch of Sallys.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
But no, I mean, if we're talking here, this is what heaven is, and this is how it should, I'm not interested.
I'm not saying that I'm any expert. I'm just saying that this is
If this is what it is, you know what? I'd rather party with the devil.
You know, rather laugh with the sinners than die with
Because you know what? At least we're true to ourselves.
Well, you know what? I mean, I don't know what really, you know, people have painted all kinds of visions of what hell would be. I don't really know what
Every
that
Tuesday
is.
Every Tuesday night, 6:30 to
9:30. In this basement.
Most certainly.
But yes, I don't know what heaven's supposed to be. I don't know that I believe that they exist.
I like the version with 72 virgins.
Yeah.
Although that's not heaven for them.
No, for the virgins? No,
no
I would think
I mean,
not.
What type of heaven is that where you got enslaved women who have to do you? They don't have a say.
I held out. My whole life, I get here, and this fucking bomber guy is going to do me?
You know what heaven needs? Heaven needs a Me Too movement.
It does.
a bunch of Jeffrey Epsteins? Oh, just because he explodes himself? I got to blow him? Fuck you.
Well, I could get any guy to explode himself.
How many virgins are there? They're probably hideous. Ugh, it's just a terrible scenario.
How do you know?
How are you going to find 72 hot virgins? I mean, really. It's a lot of hotness you're looking for. There's not that
many. It
depends
on where you're looking, because there's some repressive places where they probably will hold out. But the thing is that, you know.
No, because they marry them off young.
Yeah, but, you know, it's possible. I don't know how young they are in this place anyway.
It all seems sketchy. I'm not ready to go there. I'm until they improve.
You can't find that many in New York, I'll tell you that much.
No. Until they improve heaven, I'm not really, you know, until God raises his standards a little bit. They stop with the oppression. I don't like that. I got a daughter. I wouldn't want her to have to be, so, you know, God forbid. Oh, because she's a virgin. She has to do it. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Wait, what type of scam?
Or rather, don't fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. What type of shit are they running up there? No, do better. Do better. At least if it's hell, go, well, it's fucking hell. I mean, what do you expect? All bets are off. I'm going to get fucked in the eye. But, you know, listen, it's hell. It says so on the door.
Yeah, for all eternity.
Yeah,
know?
At least hell, there's no false expectations. You're going to go, it's going to suck. All right, it's hell. But you're a young woman who's lived, you know, bright and true and prayed to God her whole life, mm-hmm. just happens to die young.
Right.
Happen, you know, she gets leukemia at 19 and was saving herself for her true love, you know. Oh, now because you're a virgin, yeah, and you're lying around there, we got the suicide bomb, you gotta fucking fuck you.
Yeah, I know. It's like, look, I don't want to behave myself my whole life just to get it in the ass every day from Mr. I don't like people, so I'm gonna blow them up. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I feel like I could do better if I'm a young virgin.
Yeah.
If you're an old virgin, really, you're just happy to be there.
You're just like, well, at least every 74 days I get something.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you're an old virgin, you were trying to give it away and nobody wanted it. I get that, too.
Throwing it at them like I throw myself at the scammers. But then, nobody will have me.
But then again, if you're an old virgin and you blow your young strapping buck and you blow yourself, I don't want to blow grandma virgin. The whole thing is a scam. Heaven is a scam.
Yeah. I think so. Like, why am I behaving myself? Like, no, I've made the, in all reality, I've made the opposite argument to somebody who is a Christian, but not somebody who is just, like, belligerent about her religion or anything. I mean, she's a very reasonable, lovely woman. But I was making the point that I behave myself and I have a moral compass without a guy in a white beard telling me what to do.
You know why? Because when the worms eat me, I want them to have a good meal.
Why would they have a bad meal?
Because I'm pure. I mean, I'm going to be hollowed out. I'm a fucking organ donor.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, sometimes I want to go, was that really the right thing to do?
Yes. Absolutely it's the right thing to do.
Because you know what? I got to tell you. If there is an afterlife, and I'm completely wrong about this whole thing, and the thing that keeps me out is I don't have kidneys, I'm going to be fucking pissed. I'm walking around heaven and I got no eyes and I'm, you know, there's hot bitches all over the place and I can't see them.
It's like heaven's supposed to be beautiful and I'll never know.
Yeah, I mean, really, with my luck, it could go down that way.
Well, that's why there's, you said go down. That's why the reincarnation, because they're going to recycle. I mean, why would all that energy, that soul energy, get packed into some place instead of reused? I think the ultimate recycling is people coming back.
Nah, not a chance.
Sure.
Nah.
It's energy. Energy gets reused.
Does it?
Yeah, you poop. It makes a...
And energy also pollutes. They got a lot of bad people roaming around here.
Well, you know, I mean, they're not all great. They have to, like, work some shit out before they come back to...
Well, he's fucking
do
God.
Good.
Don't you think he should have gotten that shit together?
I don't know. I don't believe in him.
Well.
Yeah.
We'll just say it at the last minute, you know, right as the bullet hits your temple, go, I believe.
Yeah, I know.
You're in.
I know. Well, all I have to do is, you know, but supposedly, hell no. But I'm like, am I on a lie detector? You know, what? It just seems to me.
It's too much.
To me, it seems like it's very uneven. You know, as long as, you know, what is it? Oh, I'm trying to remember what the story is. There's the son that goes away and he comes back, and as long as he repents and now he's a good son, it's okay. And the other brothers who work their asses off the whole time are like, what?
Joseph?
No,
no, Joseph was always
Technicolor dream code.
Show off.
Yeah, no, the brothers.
Today we'd call him a fag.
I think the brothers killed him, didn't they?
No, I got nothing.
Something like that. Yeah, no.
It was offensive and got nothing.
I know, sorry. Yeah, no, the F word
doesn't
really...
I feel like I just
really...
said something that'll cost me my political career and I got no laugh, which really doesn't make it worth it.
Sorry, the F word doesn't do it for me anymore. You know, it's not like a good word for, like...
It's a great word.
No, it's not, all these words that mean either you're homosexual or you're calling a man an approximation for being a woman. There's nothing wrong with those things. So it's like they're not funny anymore.
Yeah, they're still funny.
No, I don't really
still
think.
Still funny. MTV generation.
Yeah. The older people. Yeah.
So it turns out I have to get a suit. I have a suit. I haven't bought a new suit in like over 20 years.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Like, you know, my dad said, you know, you can never go wrong with a dark blue pinstripe suit. And the man was right.
Yeah.
Work things, weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs, yeah. Bat mitzvahs.
Works for everything.
It really does.
All you got to do is change up the tie. You're in.
Well, I got a lot of ties that are really fat, so I can't wear that shit
anymore.
Yeah,
no. Cause
but I'm holding on because it'll come back.
They'll show up.
No, I'm
like, yeah, no. But
So I'm like, oh, so... Try. I've been working out for a couple years now.
Yeah.
Eh. The pants kind of fit, sort of, but like really fucking tight. Like, what the fuck happened?
So tight that you're uncomfortable the whole day? No, can't wear that.
But I've been working out for that.
I know. Well.
And now, my neck. The last time I got dress shirts where I was buttoning up my neck was a 16 and a half, which is fucking pretty, you know. Now it's a 17. What the fuck? What the fuck? Fuck is going on?
Part of that is just, you know, like even people
who all the shit settling.
It's gravity. No, because you know you didn't have like a gigantic head, and it's just like going down. It's just like people like thicken out as they.
Am I thickening out? Is that what's going
Everyone
on?
Everyone does as they get older, unless they're like headed for.
I've been working out for over 2 years, so I don't thicken out.
Yeah, but necks do.
I did not know
necks
that.
Necks get a little muscular. You ever see, like, the jockey football player high school kids? Their necks are much thicker than the other kids.
Well, that's what the wife's saying, because I'm lifting these weights.
Yeah.
But I'm not lifting my gut.
Well, you know, it's like that. Unfortunately, they're, you know, building muscle mass, unless, you know, there's no adipose tissue.
What?
On top of it. That means fat. I was trying to be nice. Unless there's no, like, but I mean, fat is such a poor connotation. It doesn't just mean that, though. I mean, it's really adipose tissue. It's just, but if there's a layer that over the muscles, it just makes you wider. Mm. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's all like, oh my God.
I feel like I've trimmed up some in the past couple of years.
You have redistributed because you've got more muscles and you're more triangular, but it's like it takes time.
Apparently my suit did not feel that way. So
your suit was not as forgiving.
No, so I had to go and get a suit. So when you go and get it, now they're measuring everything. And
uh-oh.
Once again, I'm a piece of me. My fucking wingspan,
yeah.
My neck. My inseam.
Oh, hey. Oh, wow.
All this shit's getting measured.
Do you dress to the left or the right, sir?
That wasn't asked. I guess I wasn't.
They ask.
They
don't they ask?
No, I guess not.
They have to leave a little room.
I don't know.
Sorry, I have to interject. I saw this thing on Facebook where there were all
Oh, then it must be true.
It was a slideshow. And it was a picture of all these rock stars. And
they all have cod pieces.
All their pants, and it was more confusing than it was erotic. And I was talking to some woman. I'm like, I'm confused because things were not where I would expect them to be, and there were just
things
like,
move around.
Yeah, but I mean, some pants were so tight I could tell exactly what I was looking at, and there were others. I'm like, what? What's on the left? If that's on the right, like I could not figure out what was going on. It was really there were. I was scratching my head about some of them, and I was talking to some woman, and she goes, "Yeah, me too." And I was like, "Oh, it's not just me." I'm like, "Wait, it's on the left and the right. What is?"
Yeah, things spread.
Yeah, but
if they're too tight.
Yeah, it looked really uncomfortable.
Yeah,
like really mashed up,
it's not good. Not good.
No.
So they ask, you know, what size waist are you? Like, I don't know. In jeans, I'm like a 36 or a 34,
mm-hmm.
which is not terrible.
No.
Not terrible.
Not at all.
I mean, I should be a 32 probably, but I'm like, yeah, about 34, sometimes 36, depending what it is. 38 fucking suit. Motherfucker.
Well, you know, that is that middle age spread kind of thing.
I'm just like, well, this sucks a bag of balls. So I got a nice black suit.
Good.
Looks good and everything. It's already ready to be picked up. So they're running this special. And then we have a coupon where if you spend X amount, you get $100 off. So I'm like $50 short. So I'm like, all right, I'll pick up a pair of fucking jeans. $100 jeans.
Okay, yeah.
Pick up. So I pick up a pair of jeans, and he goes, oh, we'll get 36. All right, 30. Fucking swimming on me.
What?
36 jeans swimming on me.
So what the fuck is that about?
I don't know. Well, like, apparently jeans with jeans and suit are different.
Where they... waistline is measured on your body?
I don't know. So I'm like,
but no, it's a taper wrapped around you.
I don't know. So I was feeling like shit. I'm like, all right, let me try the 34s.
Right.
Try the 34s. They fit. They're a little loose, but they fit.
Look at that.
And here's the kicker.
And you were feeling bad about yourself.
Here's the kicker. Slim cut. What the fuck?
Whoa.
You know, if they would just put like slim cut on everything.
Yes.
Slim muumuu. People want to wear muumuus. Diet chocolate cake. People are clamoring. You know, beautiful asparagus. If you put complimentary adjectives.
Yes.
In front of shit, we don't even want the truth.
No, no.
I'm like, slim cut? Really? Because as a kid, I was shopping in Huskies. But now I'm shopping in slim cut?
I know, but that's nice, isn't it?
It is nice, but I'm all confused. I don't know what the fuck. Am I a fat ass or am I losing? I don't know what the fuck's going on over here.
I don't know. I mean, I like muumuucouture.com.
Muumuu Couture, I like that.
Yeah, thank you.
Class it up.
That is my stripper name.
Hmm.
And I know.
Send it back.
MU.
You hear stripper,
M-O-O.
You're like, yeah, then you hear muumuu couture. Like,
No.
Reverse stripping. Put more layers on.
You don't want to hear moo, even.
No, you don't. I mean, some people do, but I don't.
Put it on.
More. Here's a tarp.
Dressed by Morsan.
Would you like to wear a burka, man?
Yes.
So it's amazing the psychology of it, because I felt much better.
Totally, totally.
Much better.
Well, you know, it's like they do with the buxom lady shops. They do vanity sizing, or at least they used to.
What are vanity sizing?
Where a
four isn't a four?
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, they used to do that. Because in the real world, say that there was a 1X, you know, you're thinking, okay, you know, that's an XL. No. 1X is much bigger. And I found this out because I went to one of the stores. My mom was not, like, really big by any means. But, I mean, like, gravity took hold. And so she had a belly. And she had a belly but no ass.
You see a lot of dudes like that. It's a terrible look.
Yeah, she had that going on. So it was like, yeah, she was apple-y.
I mean, great to fix my plumbing, but
I don't know if she let them slip that far down. But you know, it was like she was a heart and big boobs. So,
but those are by her belly now.
She hiked them up with
good girl.
Yeah,
good girl.
She hiked them up with.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than seeing boobs hanging out by the belly button. I gotta tell you.
I have seen things on, like, People of Walmart.
Yeah.
Where there are large-breasted women that are not wearing proper support.
No, it makes you think that maybe breasts aren't the way to go.
It does discourage one.
I'll tell you what's worse. Droopy small boobs. Like, droopy A's.
Oh.
It's like, how is that possible?
Do you remember?
It looks like a deflated balloon.
Do you remember when Gwyneth Paltrow wore this dress that everybody said looked goth because it was black, and she didn't wear a bra with it, and so they just look like,
oh,
you know, like it. I'm not usually staring at the boobs to see, you know, hey, how are the girls? But it was noticeable enough that your eyes went right there and said, what the hell happened? Why are they like, what happened? Where'd the air?
It's like somebody let the air out of the fun bags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She looked
not a good look.
Deflated.
Not a good look.
No. And I thought, ooh.
It's like you're almost sacrificing to fuck her.
Really? Do you think it would be a huge sacrifice to fuck Gwyneth Paltrow?
I mean, if she got tits the way you describe.
Yeah. I don't.
I'm over Cameron Diaz.
I'm over her.
Like, supposedly Gwyneth Paltrow's the nicer one. Over.
Really?
Compared to Cameron Diaz, supposedly. That's
ooh,
what I heard years
geez.
Ago. I don't know.
Because, wow. Gwyneth. I always think that Gwyneth Paltrow is, like, snooty, and Cameron Diaz
but
is
supposedly not. Supposedly not.
Oh, and no, Cameron Diaz is a little, like, sharp and dirty.
I like dirty.
Yeah, but not dirty in a good way. Like, dirty, like, oh, yeah, can
smells?
You smell my farts?
Ew. Well,
like
well,
that.
You know who my jam is? So, what's her name? Sofia Vergara? Is that her name?
Oh, the one on the Family show?
Yeah, yeah.
She is, like, a gorgeous woman.
She's a dime. She don't age.
She has the most amazing figure. I would like that. I would like to look like that. Not everybody gets to look like that.
No, she's
that.
Got great. She's got great genetics and everything.
Oh God,
good
yeah.
for her. Good for her.
No, and I don't think that she's like going to doctors and stuff. If she is, God, they're really good.
Good doctors.
Yeah.
Type of doctors that can inflate Gwyneth Paltrow's tits.
Yeah, I think that they could pump them up.
Pump them up.
I just thought she just really needs, you know, if that's what's going on, she just needs something a little padded and just a little supportive. That's all.
I don't know. But I felt it was amazing how much better I felt when they were slim cut. I actually tried on one pair of jeans, and the wife is like, oh, those are like skinny jeans on you. It was like, wow, I didn't even know that was a cut I could wear.
Yeah, right? And did she think that you looked good in them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's like, oh, they're a little tight. I'm like, well, they're supposed to be.
Yeah, they're supposed to be.
But I didn't get them.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get the skinny jeans. Because really, you know what? As much as I dress like a kid.
Yeah. They're a little young hipster.
They're a little, I'm not really, you know, I don't know if I could pull off skinny jeans.
You know, I think that it's, the only thing is that when you're feeling like bloated and like after you eat, like you might put them on and you feel fabulous. And then you eat and you feel like, oh my God, I am so stuck in here. Like, oh my God.
Those are my sweatpants. What are you talking about?
No, I mean like I have had pants that it's like, oh, you know, these fit really well. And then you eat one friggin' meal and I'm not even talking about Thanksgiving. I mean,
just
a normal meal and you're like, God, I feel so bloated. I'm going
to
explode.
I didn't get
these were comfortable 3 hours ago.
I just don't feel like I can pull off the skinny jeans. I'm not really hipster enough.
It's a look, and
I'm a dad who hasn't grown up, which is kind of pathetic in its own right.
You know what? There is sort of like a, you know, dad in shorts, in board shorts all day long kind of thing. That eventually, you got to say, I can't.
I mean, like this is how, I mean,
you're home.
But I went out today like this. Paul McCartney.
I'm looking at him.
Here, I'll stand up.
Let me see. All right, well, these are just like, yeah, but it's summertime and it's hot.
Am I dressing like an adult, though?
No, but you know what?
I
would think you were exercising.
I wasn't. I did that earlier.
Okay. But
doing a new workout program now. Holy shit, it's just like 25 minutes of straight cardio.
Oh, God.
And it's like a lot of, you know, it's fun. Here's the thing that bothers me, though. Apparently, I need different type of sneakers. I've been having the wrong sneakers all these years because my feet get tired. That my feet hurt. It's like, I can still keep going with the cardio, but I have to, like bring it down a notch because my feet ache.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing when I was, like, lifting. It was like, oh, you know, my quads, my thighs, I have much more to give,
mm-hmm.
but my feet hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I need to get more support.
Yeah. I think the footwear
makes
a huge difference.
I think I got to get maybe cross trainers.
Because
right now, those are running shoes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cross trainers.
I guess I'll try.
Yeah. I mean, I used to think that was all BS to try to sell you more sneakers, but they really are constructed differently.
I guess.
And
I don't know.
They have different support.
I've just been wearing Nike running shoes forever, and they're just comfortable to run in, but my feet get tired when I'm like working out. It's like, all right, maybe I got to do this.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm not really lifting right now. So now.
Well, you know what? There's the thing, because you've redistributed the musculature. So now if you're doing the cardio, if, you know, some of the pounds come off, then you'll be able to see the definition better.
I like lifting, though. I like lifting more than the cardio.
Can't you do a little bit?
I'm just doing a program. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But it's a program. What else? Oh, so there was I told you I had to give somebody a what for. I've had to give a couple people some.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. That's it. That's what I was looking forward to. What's the what for? What's the what for?
We were in Florida. I have an American Express card, which I use most of the time.
Black.
I'm not racist. So the wife gets gas, and they put a fraud notice on it. I get an email. They call the phone.
Oh, crap.
So they decline it. So I just have to approve that it's okay.
Yeah.
But it's a $30 purchase. She's not spending $100. But it's like, maybe they don't realize I'm out of state.
Maybe it's just, you know, like death by 1,000 paper cuts. They don't even want to start that shit. I've gotten requests like, who are you and what are you doing?
That's fine. Hmm. I'm glad that they do that.
They're vigilant.
I appreciate that with American Express, City Card.
Yeah.
So then on Saturday, I make the purchase for the suit and all the fucking four shirts I got. And I still have to buy a short sleeve shirt because I got to put the filling on, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. All that shit. It's a hefty purchase.
Sure.
Declined again.
Oh, damn.
It's just like, so thank goodness we have other credit cards, but it's still fucking embarrassing.
Totally embarrassing.
So now I got to call somebody outside.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you just get They just keep on moving and get all this automated shit. Yep. And, like, I cleared it up. Mm-hmm. But I got to talk to somebody because now I'm pissed off. They go, why you keep on declining shit?
Really?
Why do you? Well, oh, I can't really do that. So they're asking me. So they ask me, like, my safe word or my password.
Your safe word. I like that. It's in those little boxes you had strapped to your arm.
It's cucumber nipples. That's my safe word. Cucumber nipples is my safe word.
Cucumber nipples.
Yes, for obvious reasons. Hello, Joe.
And hi, Joe. Oh, see, now you made him cough.
So I give him that. And then I give him my social security number. And they can't pull up the account. So they want to send me a text. But I'm on my cell phone.
Right.
They're like, well, we don't have this number. I go, yeah, because you have my phone, my home number. But I'm out.
Yeah. I'm buying things.
I'm out buying things with this credit card.
Yeah.
If you send me a text, I'll probably open it up with the password. But then you'll be gone.
Yeah.
What's the point of the password and the social security number if you still have to verify me?
Really?
I go. You guys take my money every month. You take the full payment in full. There's never any passwords that are necessary. I'm just trying to find out why it keeps on ringing up fraud alerts.
Yeah.
That's the shit I need to know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, buh, 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 buh. Like, no. Why? I can't pull up your account. I go, pull it up. Give me somebody who can pull it up.
Yeah.
You know, again, they're not from America. But again, if they were from America, same fucking shit. Actually, I don't know if they're from America. Does not have a Brooklyn accent. I will say that. I mean, she could be as American as anybody else. I really don't know.
Yeah.
But whatever the case is. So she's like, all right, well, I'll put a notice in there, you know, in there to take care of this for you. I go, yeah. I go, they're like, oh, thank you for being a card member since 2006. I go, what's the purpose of being a card member if I can't use the card? there's no purpose in me. I go, I'll just give my money to another credit card.
Really?
Well, I'm really sorry for this. Like, yeah, but why do I don't want there to, I'm like, do you understand how embarrassing it is when it's declined? Listen, if I'm not paying shit, I get it. I get to live in that embarrassment. I give you all the fucking money every month.
I give you all the money. Is American Express your wife?
No.
Your real wife?
No, it's embarrassing. So I had to give her a what for, and then I had to get on the phone today with the school, the kids' school. I'm giving everybody's what fors, Joe.
What, the school, you know, the school credit card's not good either?
No, it's not good either. The daughter last year had a science teacher who was a very good teacher, who wound up being ill. And was not there most of the year.
Oh.
There's like a certain amount of time when they're supposed to be where you can have a substitute.
Right.
And then if they're out that long, then they have to get they have to hire another teacher.
Yeah.
You can't just be a substitute.
Right.
And this was way beyond that. Mm. But you know what? We dealt with it because the teacher was supposed to be coming back. What's the matter? Oh, he's about to kill. He's got that look in his eyes.
He looked like a cat that saw one of the little green people climbing up the wall.
I'll tell you what, that man he blew. It did not work out well for Joe.
No, I'm saying.
You're right.
I'm having a coffee, but I don't want to do it on the mic.
I appreciate that. Why don't you go outside, get some fresh air?
No, that's probably what's...
Your car is not fresh, I assure you. I've been on the road with you. There's nothing fresh about 2.5 hours in an enclosed environment and wheels with you, okay?
Yeah, I think that guy went down the wrong pipe.
Well, those spermies have a mind.
What happened? I had a breath mint. Sometimes a breath mint.
Oh,
in my throat. So
it's doing a lot of work in there.
Yeah. So trying to throw water on it, and it helped a little bit. Then I got in a big coughing fit. I figured I just walked away.
I appreciate that. Right. I'm glad you're well and talking now.
You just got a look on your face like a cat does when they see something.
Yeah,
like
it was a spooky
the
look.
The little green men. You really did look.
Because I'm trying to hold down a cough.
Yeah, and it was like.
I want to walk away like a gentleman and try to get over there.
Yeah, well, that confused us too.
We were just like, what's wrong?
Expect you to stomp away like a scallywag, not walk away like a gentleman.
Scallywag.
I got a cough. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I expected that.
Yeah.
Normally, you'd be sitting there coughing and throwing rum around.
So what the school does is they're on teams. Like, certain blocks of kids are on teams. So my kid's in honor science, so she's supposed to get this teacher, the same teacher she had,
right,
who's very good.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was one of the reasons why we were keeping my daughter on this team,
mm-hmm,
to get this teacher. Now, she's in honor science.
Yeah.
She should have been in other honor stuff, but that's a different thing. So she's in honor science. So we get the schedule yesterday. And they don't have her with this teacher. They have her with some other teacher who my wife has heard things that aren't so great about, for whatever that's worth.
Yeah.
So it's just like, and my daughter wants to have the teacher that she was supposed to have, that she had last year, that she was supposed to have this year, that we were told she was going to have this year.
Who told you?
Well, I don't know. They told my wife.
Okay.
But somebody from the school.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, and the reason I'm not being
you know what I'm Mariano Rivera. You call me into clothes. I don't get involved in the fifth and sixth innings.
I want that person because I want them on the phone.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So my wife's talking to the guidance counselor because that's who you're supposed to call, and I guess the guidance counselor is giving it. Well, there's nothing I can do. The classes are full. Ba, 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 ba. So she hands over the phone to the closer.
Yeah. Yeah. Enter Sandman is playing in the background.
And we explain this to my daughter later on. I go, you know that tone I get when I say to you, you're pissing me off? Which is not the tone I always have. But it's like my daughter will be act the fool and I'm fine. But now I get to, you're pissing me off. Let's go.
Yeah, right.
you don't, or no, it's not you're pissing me off. You're going to piss me off.
Yeah, it's like.
It's the warning.
We're on the edge.
Yeah.
You're getting into that air, just letting you know. It's like a yield sign. I'm just telling you.
It's not a hard stop.
It's a yield sign. You know, you yield.
Slow down.
I'm just telling you.
There's oncoming traffic, and there's a semi bearing down on your ass.
Right. Now it's got my face on it. Yeah,
exactly. You might want to pull over to the shoulder and let me pass.
Not for nothing. I like jokes. Make a living at it, but it gets to a point. You know?
Yeah, right. Nice.
So the wife hands it over, calls in Mariano from the bullpen.
Yes.
So I go, listen. She was promised this. I go, we had a substitute, which I don't even think is legal for as long as you did. You know, we didn't say anything. She did all the best she could, but she was uninspiring. Truth be told, I would have gotten rid of her out of that English class, too, because the English teacher wasn't so hot either, if you really want to be known. The only reason we kept her in this team is because she's supposed to have the teacher. She's in honors. She's supposed to have honors with this teacher. What are you going to do about it? And I got, all right, well, we'll have to, well, there's nothing I can do, but we'll have to have
who can?
Exactly. That person is going to call me.
Yeah, I like being another prick, because I'm the same way. I was like, all right, then who can, you know?
Exactly.
Then who can do this?
As my wife would say, we need to escalate this.
Yes. Yes.
I like that.
So we are waiting for a call, because my daughter, and my wife said, listen, we don't make waves. She's gotten the short end of the stick for years when all of her friends were in one class, and her and one other kid were in another class, and, you know. I've talked about some of the shenanigans.
Yeah.
But, you know, so we'll see. I'm going to, you know, while the class is full, I'm going to be like, well, I don't see how that's my problem. I see that as being your problem.
Yes, because my daughter was told that she was going to be in that class. If she was told and the class filled up, she should have been part of the people that were in that class.
See, the whole thing with this team is they're supposed to have repeating teachers.
Yeah.
So now there's kids that didn't have this teacher last year.
Right.
So my daughter should have gotten priority.
And that's a good point. Now, did you bring that up?
Well, when I talk to the supervisor.
Because it's a damn good point.
I guess you're going to have a hard conversation with another parent.
Well, yeah.
You're going to have a crappy day.
Because, number one, it's a repeating teacher. Number two, she was told.
Yeah.
And number three, she excelled with this teacher. So there's three
things. Well, she excelled with a crappy teacher, too. Sorry, Joe. I apologize.
How to negotiate. But yeah,
I do. I got you here for the money I pay you.
Nothing.
Well, see, and worth every dime.
Right. But you know, you throw that all in there. Now you've given them incentive because you're not, because a lot of, well, my daughter would really like this teacher. No. This is what I was told. This is the plan that you put into effect. And
the whole point of this team is they're supposed to have repeating teachers.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, oh, I want her in there because of her friends. I'm saying, no, I want this teacher because we were told and we got cheated of it last year and you didn't even hire a proper science teacher last year. Yeah. You had a half-ass substitute, which you shouldn't have done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, that's a really good point. Yeah. That's a really good point.
So we'll see what happens, because my poor wife was at wit's end with everything going on and everything. So I stepped in. We'll see
and
what happens.
School starts next week?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll see. Wow, that's a quick year.
I know.
All right. Let's take our first break now that Joe's here. We got a lot of fun stuff to talk about. We got some comics in the news with Sebastian Maniscalco and Pete Davidson and all sorts of other fun stuff. On the break, we got new music from Justin Fay with...